This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris with Welcome Morning Devotions. Does marriage still matter anymore? Good question. There's no doubt the number of couples getting married has declined in recent years. Around the world, it's believed 70% of couples live together before they get formally married. Half of all the marriages end up in divorce. And I sense we've got a real problem here that needs to be talked about. So many of the media stories about couples who break up after a short time, you know, the celebrity weddings, they make big news, and so do their breakups. And there is, regrettably, a lot of feeling against traditional marriage values today. An article in the Daily Mail said, families are very different today because there's not the same expectation as in previous generations that we all follow up a preordained path to marriage. And that means that more of us, the article says, are thinking more deeply about what marriage means before we decide to do it. That's for those who do it. What about the couples that don't bother? There's this pervasive belief that marrying is going to change us in some magical way, that we'll feel better or happier. But is that true? Traditional marriage is a great thing. It's a glue to keep a husband and wife together. But whatever happens, if you're committed to working at your marriage, you've got a better chance. You will feel better. You'll feel more complete. And marriage can provide you with the ideal opportunity to grow as a person while finding security, stability. It's good for your physical and emotional health. And some research I've read actually says this, that a happy marriage is still the best environment in which to bring up children. The Daily Telegraph here in Sydney had a small news piece about a study from the United Kingdom that showed married people are more than 40% less likely to suffer or die from heart disease than those who are not. And doctors believe that having a significant other, as it's called, make people more likely to get health symptoms treated earlier, to take their medications. In fact, these researchers say the findings are so significant that a patient's marital status should be regarded as a risk factor like blood pressure or smoking. And these stats say that single people were found to be 42% more likely to develop cardiovascular disease. Now, I realise not everyone agrees on this topic, but what's the Christian view of marriage? The Bible has some advice. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says, marriage should be honoured by everyone. Sadly, it's not honoured by everyone. Marriage today is dismissed as irrelevant by many people, demeaned, laughed at, scorned at. People are delaying getting married, sometimes for the wrong reason. Marriage is being redefined. It's being ridiculed, being denounced. And in the Bible it says, in God's plan, men and women need each other. That's in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 11. You see, God thought up gender. God thought up marriage. The Bible says, in Genesis 2:18, it's not good for the man to be alone. I'll make a companion who is right for him. Now, we do need companions, but there's nothing like this companionship of marriage. It's God's plan. It's not just a tradition you throw out because it's out of date. God invented marriage, and marriage is his plan between a man and a woman. It's a relationship that we learn so much. No other relationship has a greater impact on your marriage, either for good or not for good. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 1, it's selfish and stupid to think only of yourself. And marriage, you have to think of the other person. It's a lifelong course in learning how to be unselfish. Once I get married, I can no longer think about me. It's all about we, not just me. So it's a fundamental building block of every community, church, state, nation, and culture. And if you know anything about history, you'll know that where marriages are strong, cultures are strong, and so are nations. But where marriages are weak, cultures are in decline. And I love what Rick Warren has said. It really doesn't matter what other people think about marriage. It doesn't matter what public opinion says or opinion polls. What really matters is what God says, because he's the one who invented marriage. Thank you, Lord, that marriage is a good thing. May there be many, many happy married couples. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.